social life is to build good relationships with nice and interesting people. But how do you build good relationships? Indeed, many people want to have meaningful relationships, and yet they often end up disappointed. You should understand that building good relationships takes time and effort. More importantly, it takes positive actions. When it comes to taking positive actions, you definitely have so many options. In order to not waste your time, you need only to apply the best techniques that have been proven to be effective means to establish a strong relationship. By the time you finish listening to this book, you will be equipped with the best techniques that will turn you into a social magnet. The main focus of social living is on building good relationships. Remember, though, that the personality of different people also varies. When you socialize with people, you should be ready to meet nice and interesting people, as well as those who are completely arrogant and narcissistic. Don't worry, you don't have to deal with negative people for long. To have a happy and enjoyable social life, you should not just welcome anybody into your circle. Rather, you should exercise the right to choose who will be included in your inner circle. Your inner circle is composed of the people who are intimately close to you. They are, in layman's terms, your closest friends. However, it should be noted that social life means more than the scope of your immediate circle. It includes all the people in your life, especially those with whom you have a relationship with, such as your family, friends, colleagues, and others. Simply put, it refers to the people in your life. Building good relationships is a mutual process. After all, you can't force anyone to befriend you. However, there are techniques that you can do to attract and draw people and make them want to connect with you. While there are people who simply hope and wait for luck to happen, those who understand how socializing works knows that you can use effective techniques that can significantly increase your chances of having a good relationship. However, don't consider this as a way to manipulate people and make them do what you want. Rather, consider it as a way of improving yourself as a person. A relationship is created when people connect. A good relationship is formed when people connect and like each other. Since your goal is to make good relationships, then you must make yourself likable. Otherwise, people might perceive you as arrogant or disrespectful. If this happens, then chances are that they will stay away from you. The techniques in this book will guide and teach you just how to make yourself likable. In fact, you don't really apply the techniques to become likable. Instead, the techniques in this book should be considered as suggestions for self-development. By developing yourself, people will perceive you as someone they like. This is not about pleasing other people. Rather, people are pleased simply because of who you are. As mentioned in the previous book in the series, sincerity plays an important role in building a good and meaningful social life. Without sincerity, people may find it hard to trust you. Without sincerity, even the good relationships that you already formed can be easily broken. So how do you connect and make a good relationship? You should improve yourself. And how do you improve yourself? Well, this is the tricky part, as there are many ways to go about it. However, rest assured that the techniques in this book could serve as your guiding light to self-development. The quality of your relationships with people has a big impact on your happiness. Studies show that people who have good relationships are often more content and happier with their life, while those who fail to establish good relationships with others often have a high level of stress, and some of them even reach a state of depression. If you want to have a good and happy life, then it is important that you improve your social circle and create meaningful bonds with good people. As the saying goes, happiness is only real when shared. The social process. The entire social process is nothing but full of interactions with people. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. For as long as you exist in this world, then this social process in your life goes on and on. There is no simple way to escape the reality that you are connected to people, except perhaps if you abandon everything and go into the wilderness, which is probably not applicable to your life. Now, there are techniques or strategies that you can use throughout this process. These techniques, as revealed in this book, will help create a good relationship and even develop it. Although the social process may be viewed as something so simple, since you will only have to connect and interact with people, it is actually much more than that. Keep in mind that when you socialize, small things matter. Take, for example, the use of eye contact. This is a very simple technique, and yet it can create a big difference. Of course, there are many